From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. China accused the United States of repeatedly abusing trade practices as Beijing braces for an imminent announcement from U.S. President Donald Trump about new tariffs on Chinese imports. Grace Lee has more.
Trump tariffs to directly punish China may be on their way, but Beijing says it isn't backing down. According to a White House official, Trump will sign a presidential memo, quote, targeting China's economic aggression around noon on Thursday. That's raising fears the world's two largest economies may be sliding towards a trade war. Ahead of the signing, Beijing pushed back, calling Washington a repeat abuser of trade rules and saying it was America who had seriously damaged the fair nature of international trade.
That's reporter Grace Lee.
Germany's justice minister said Thursday that she was calling in Facebook's European leadership to explain the scandal involving data mining from Cambridge Analytica and detail whether German users' data was affected. Katharina Barley said she has invited Facebook officials to a meeting at her ministry next week and noted that European data law is already significantly more user-friendly than those in the U.S., but Europe should continue to work on its rules. Buses arrived to evacuate rebels and their families from the besieged town of Harasta in eastern Ghouta on Thursday. Fighters from Ahrar al-Sham agreed to lay down arms in return for safe passage and a government pardon for those who wish to stay in the city. A Hezbollah media unit was there and said 13 soldiers were freed. This is VOA News. A suspect in the Hamas-run security forces in Gaza detained a suspect related to last week's assassination attempt against Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah. That individual has since died. Jeff Custer has more.
A security official said the suspect was detained after a gun battle Thursday in which two security officers were killed. The suspect, who was not immediately identified, was wounded in the shootout at his hideout in central Gaza Strip. Two other gunmen were also detained. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Monday blamed Hamas for the explosion, but provided no evidence. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An explosion occurred inside a chemical factory located in a town north of the Czech Republic capital of Prague.
An explosion occurred at a time it was not operating and the construction was being disassembled. No fire accompanied the explosion. Unfortunately, six people were killed in the explosion, and we currently know that two others are seriously injured.
The police spokeswoman said it was not immediately clear what caused the blast. U.S. Envoy Brian Hook said the United States and three European allies had discussions on U.S. President Donald Trump's demand that their nuclear deal with Iran be improved by a May 12th deadline.
This is the third meeting that we have had with the E3. Had very good discussions. There's a lot that we agree on, and where we disagree, we are working to bridge our differences.
Trump has threatened to withdraw the United States from the accord between Tehran and six world powers, which was signed in 2015 before he took office, unless France, Britain, and Germany help arrange a follow-up pact. President Trump does not like the 2015 deal's limited duration, among other things. Russia's ambassador to the United Kingdom says Britain has a history of violating international law and can't be trusted in investigating the poisoning death of a former Russian spy. Ambassador Alexander Yakovenko told reporters Thursday that Britain has blamed Russia for the nerve attack on Sergei Skripal and his daughter on March 4th, but presented no evidence. He said Russia demands full transparency of the investigation and full cooperation with Russia and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. U.S. congressional leaders hope to start voting as early as Thursday on a $1.3 trillion spending bill for during congressional negotiations tentatively approved on Wednesday night. Lawmakers have until midnight Friday to approve the measure and prevent this year's third government shutdown. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on the bill Thursday, followed quickly by the Senate to meet the deadline. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.